Walker, and your co-host, David Weiss, the resident legal guru. Get ready, audience, to be entertained and educated. Here is Keith Wheeler, Dr. Stan Fine, and David Weiss.
Hi, my name is Keith Wheeler, the business CEO, and your host for today's show. This show is being brought to you by your workforce solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results.
And I'm your other co-host, Dr. Stan Fine, the business doctor, and each week we bring you sales and marketing advice and business experts like our co-host and our host to help you be more successful in your business.
And I'm April Truppiano, your co-host and international expert on leadership. My expertise is in helping business owners create their vision, develop a brand of their own personal brand of leadership, and designing their legacy. With this tough economy, we're always on the hunt as business owners for solutions to help our businesses grow, be more successful, and be the best leaders that we can be. Our show is devoted to solutions for you guys. Each week on our live show, we cover areas such as sales tips, marketing strategies, legal advice, and bringing in experts to help you.
We would like to encourage you to call in and ask questions during the show. And with Dr. Stan, the business doctor, I'm pretty sure he's going to be able to answer all of your questions.
Oh, yeah. And, there was no pressure in that statement right there. No pressure.
And so you can reach us in St. Louis at 314-969-1380 or nationwide at 1-800-491-1380. And again, those numbers are, so get your pencil out, locally 314-969-1380 and nationwide at 1-800-491-1380. You can also reach us on the web by going to the How to Promote Your Business show, that's with three S's, .com. And Stan, you also have a new website up, don't you? So if anybody wants to learn more about Stan Fine's counseling services and other things, go to stanfine.com. That's really easy, isn't it?
And they can see the television clips?
Yes.
And thanks
our seminars that we've done together.
We've done together, and a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. You have a lot of resources there. That's right.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff there. You want to see some stuff?
And so, callers, we have something special to give you. If you do call in during the show today, we will give you the Rapid E Virtual Office Tool Suite for 1 year, a one-year subscription. And it includes some very powerful features like an e-newsletter capability and also a powerful e-CRM. And it's integrated together. You can do surveys and much, much more. And it's a very reasonably priced also. And David Weiss is out on vacation this week.
Yep.
And
he'll be back.
He'll be back.
He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back.
You've been watching Terminator.
I've been watching. I'm a Terminator junkie.
Oh, no.
I like Terminator.
I didn't
April,
know
do you like Terminator?
It's not on my top 10 list.
Oh, okay.
Stan.
All right.
But, you know, I respect your choices.
You're more intellectual. This is my bottom 50.
That whole aspect, you know, that machines are going to take over AI, we have to be concerned about, you know, is just weird.
They're going to suck our brains out and just ruin the world. I heard that one before. Yeah, there'll be a day when we will be incapable of saying, honey, where's the sugar? Yeah, it'll be there somewhere else. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, movie choices aside, one thing I know about you, Dr. Stan, is that you're always reading new books. So what's on your new book itinerary this summer, and what do you think our listeners would like to know?
Well, I'm going to tell you that, April, but I want to tell you that April is a new co-host to the show. And I think in the early stage of her being here, we really want to tell you, this is an international leadership expert. And before, I'm going to tell you about the book. But okay. I want to let people know that April Truppiano has arrived. She's in the house. April Truppiano is in the house. She is here. She has arrived.
That's funny.
Okay, and she is a leadership expert.
Thank you, Stan.
And we're going to be getting on with that. But yeah, I did read a book. I started to pick a book.
Just one book?
No. I'm not like you. You read about three books at a time. Okay. I'm too slow. I go one at a time. There's a very cool book called Mommy, Where Do Customers Come From? And I love this book, and it's written by an international speaker, Larry Balin. And his book is really, really cool because he doesn't just talk about marketing and sales and all the other stuff. He really talks about where do you get your customers.
So this is, you know, it sounds like by the title, it's like, Marketing 101, it's really not.
No, I mean, this guy is brilliant. And pardon me, he talks about how do you break down the barriers? Where's the customer coming from? Actually, he talks about where do you lose customers and why do you lose customers.
That's good. That's really good because that's something that most business owners don't want to look at.
They don't want to look at it.
They don't want to look at it.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, when Keith and I have coached businesses for years, and April, I'm sure you have too, and a lot of people go out of business because they put all their eggs in one big basket, one big customer. They lose their anchor customer and everything goes away.
Absolutely.
But no, I'm good. And yeah, I love the book. And buy it, and I don't get any residuals or commissions, but that's it.
Well, it does sound like it's for grade school marketers.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, people really don't, you're going to be helping them today.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Now, our show today is going to be about what you need to be thinking about.
That's a great topic.
Your marketing and sales efforts. Because we're coming into the summer doldrums, and this is a very important time to begin to prepare right at the 4th of July break while you're eating your pork steaks. That's for St. Louis, you know, that's what we do.
He makes really good pork steaks. Like, if this guy's mastered pork steaks, fantastic.
Really? Okay.
You look at them and they fall apart. All right, that's like the black belt of pork steaks right here in the room.
It's the applewood. See, I grow apple trees.
Applewood.
So everybody in the audience.
Smoked applewood, you know.
Come to Keith's house. We'll give you Keith's home phone number.
Well, I didn't know we were going to have a food segment today. Yeah. This is great.
But anyway, we need to be preparing for the summer doldrums, and there's things you can do so that you're ready to go out there and market your product and services, okay? We'll be right back after this commercial break.
How would you like your business to be more efficient and profitable? The answer is by using Rapid eMarketing browser-based marketing system and contact management system all in one. Rapid eMarketing can manage your contacts using the CRM tool, mail email newsletters with an e-newsletter tool, gather information from your contacts using the surveys and polls tools, track tasks and appointments with a calendar, share documents, images, videos, and more with the My Files and Our Files capability. There is no installation necessary. Access Rapid eMarketing from any computer with an internet connection. For more information on how you can manage your business more efficiently and profitably, call Keith Wheeler at 314-766-1000. That's 314-766-1000.
All businesses to varying degrees face a common stream of issues. What does it take to start a business? How do I protect my business and me from liability? Should I incorporate, form an LLC, or do something else? Do I really need a business plan? What legal issues do I face if I have partners? How do I keep business liability from possibly consuming everything I've worked for? What about the changes in the law concerning employee classification that I've heard or read about? For the last 25 years, the small business attorneys of Weiss & Associates I've been helping businesses just like yours work through these issues. For a cost-free consultation, call Weiss & Associates at 314-588-9500. Why be vulnerable when you don't have to be? Call today at 314-588-9500 or visit Weiss & Associates at their website, www.weissandassoc.com.
Are you a small business?
Owner overwhelmed from doing everything you can to succeed but never feeling like you've made it? Are you too tired from running your day-to-day business to have the life you dreamed? Are you wondering where your life went while you're constantly busy at the office? And are you clear that you're not playing big enough in your life? Well, how would you like to instead uncover easy steps to create the business and life of your dreams? To design a step-by-step personalized blueprint so you know exactly what to do next? Explode your profits the easy way. Well, I'm April Truppiano, international expert on leadership, speaker, and author, and I can teach you proven ways to be able to step back from your business and have a life. I can teach you to rediscover your passion for being in business, create a vision that inspires you, develop your personal brand of leadership, and design your legacy, all to have the power and influence that'll change the course of your life. Discover the power of click, that moment when you thrive in your business and love your life. To schedule your complimentary 30-minute strategy session with me today, email me at april@getclicknow.com. That's aprille@getclicknow.com. And when you visit my website at getclicknow.com, you'll get a complimentary e-course I've designed just for you, delivered to your inbox today.
Do you know what it means when a business goes lean? Lean refers to a set of fundamental principles and processes that help any type of organization improve its ability to produce products or services of the highest quality at the lowest cost and in the shortest amount of time. Traditionally, lean is associated with manufacturing firms using lean manufacturing to gain a competitive edge. However, many other types of industries are also adapting lean thinking. Hospitals use lean to save lives. Service and retail organizations use lean to wow customer service experiences. The Workforce Solutions team of St. Louis Community College understands how to implement lean at any type of organization so that it sticks and you see returns on your investment. Our team will work with you every step of the way, providing consultation, training, and return on investment. To meet our team and begin your lean journey, call 314-539-5309. That's 314-539-5309. Or visit our website at stlcc.edu. Or follow us on Twitter at stlccwcd. This message brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College. Developing talent, improving results.
Okay, welcome back. Now, you are listening, because we have people all over the United States listening to us, to the How to Promote Your Business Show. We are here every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. And I am Dr. Stan, the business doctor, and I want to remind you in this season that the show is being brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, where they are out there with this whole new initiative, developing talent and improving results. And it's real exciting, and we're going to have them on the show in a couple of weeks.
They're really growing, aren't they, Stan?
They are exploding. They've got major grant money, and a lot of people listening to us should really stay tuned to those shows because they're going to be up and coming.
Yeah, the growing companies are really using them very effectively.
Oh, yeah.
In St. Louis right now.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm April Truppiano, your new co-host.
Yay!
I think.
I get so excited.
I don't know how many times I can use that little shtick, but I'll use it a few more times.
You know what they say, work it until you can't work it?
Exactly, until it's worn out. But I'm your new co-host and international expert on leadership, and I just want to remind you guys that you can also listen to us online. We're live streaming on www.howtopromoteyourbusinessshow.com.
Thank you, April.
Okay.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that. This is new information. All right, I'll shut up.
And I'm Keith Wheeler, the business CEO. And guys, I got some statistics for you. And this is a quiz, okay? Because you know I was a college professor for 16 years, way back when. So let me ask you this. Do you think this is correct? Okay, because you're in business for yourselves, and or in the past, like Dr. Stan, now he's working for me and with me on.
We're doing so much.
Yes.
We don't. My gosh, we did, I think the audience needs to know that we're going nationwide.
Oh, I know. It's very exciting. Okay, now.
And April's coming with us.
Now you tell me. Which one of these do you think is correct?
Okay.
B2B marketing spending will climb to nearly $4.8 billion in 2004.
Wow.
14, excuse me. More than double the amount in 2009 at $2.3 billion.
Wow.
Does that sound correct to you?
I don't know if it's correct because I don't make that kind of money. But if you tell me it's correct.
That's right. I don't pay you that kind of money.
But if I did, I'd probably be one of the buyers that would be spending the money.
Well, that comes from a very reputable research organization called Forrester. And it seems that there's going to be more web and online advertising for B2B customers. And like the B2C, that's business to consumer, right, has been growing. Well, but now we're seeing that businesses are entering and spending more and more of their budget, their marketing budget, on reaching other businesses.
Well, you're an expert at this too, Keith. You've driven websites and help people in their B2B initiatives, because that's, yes, what you're talking about.
And well, I'll tell you, and for me personally, I mean, I can speak to that from my own experience, in that not just my clients, but, you know, I had to blow up my business model a year and a half ago, and a lot of my business has now turned to more
the web-based,
the business, the web-based, and the businesses themselves versus the individual business, just the business owner.
Yes.
So it becomes more of the, you know, dealing front with, like you said, what, B2B versus B2C.
What you're talking about is web targeting marketing.
Yes.
Right.
And,
yes,
and picking the figure, your target, going,
yes,
directly to the decision maker.
Yes.
Not waiting around to go through the layers through cold calling.
Absolutely.
Because, Stan, how long does it take to reach a decision maker through call.
Well, it's really, it used to be a lot easier. Let's just put it to you like that.
Because
used to
it
be,
was, everybody expected it.
Yeah, 10 yeah, calls and you get a decision maker, 10 calls to the decision maker.
And that's in one company,
one,
right,
company.
As
and
you
now,
went up the,
yeah,
list.
And I don't know about April, but I know it's 20, 30 attempts now.
Oh, yes.
What do you feel?
Well, there's about 5-10 different filters, too. You know, there's
gatekeepers, and keepers to gatekeepers.
Well, listen to this. This is good news, actually. 74% of C-level executives say the internet is more valuable for finding information on product and services than ever before. And it used to be down in the 30s. And so it is grown.
They're checking us out. They're checking
us out. I don't think anybody makes a business decision anymore, whether you're trying to buy a new pair of Nikes or you're trying to find someone to come in and redesign your office space.
You know what?
I don't think anybody does business without checking there first.
Do you know who this came from, that statistic? Forbes Insight.
Yeah.
Wow.
And makes sense to
it
me.
Was an article called "The Rise of the Digital C-Suite."
Wow.
And I think that's an important statistic. That means that C-level executives are going out to the internet looking for product and services, whereas before they would say, "Oh, let this underling do it, or our secretary do it." And now they're searching themselves. Okay. And here's one, and we need to spend more time about
it. We are.
Is 48% of B2B marketers confess to not measuring ROI. That's return on investment.
Holy cow.
That's half.
Wow.
Half of the B2B marketers are not measuring whether or not really they're being successful.
So given that that's your area of expertise, Keith, what do you attribute that to?
Because usually you buy a humongous list, and then you expect that list to have a good return. You know, maybe you bought it from, a source like USA or Dun & Bradstreet, and what they do is they give you a bulk list, but that bulk list may be out of date. And
sure,
may not be relevant anymore.
Don't you think there's a hope aspect in there too, though?
Yes.
Because even when we use our own list that we have,
yes,
people don't go back and measure whether that list is successful for them. And it's amazing. Well, it looks like it's that time again to break for our sponsors.
So excited.
Stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these brief announcements.
Hey listeners, are you trying to make more sales and reach more customers? With our web-based tool suite, Rapid eMarketing, you can organize your contact list, mine your prospects, link customers to your products and services, which is a sure formula for creating cash flow. In a results-driven economy, Rapid eMarketing can prove itself. You'll get tools like Rapid eNewsletter, Rapid eSurvey, Rapid eCalendar, and Rapid eCRM, our most powerful tool to reach your customers. There's much more, so what are you waiting for? Call 877-530-8577. That number again is 877-530-8577. And get started making more sales now.
Are you a small business owner overwhelmed from doing everything you can to succeed but never feeling like you've made it? Are you too tired from running your day-to-day business to have the life you dreamed? Are you wondering where your life went while you're constantly busy at the office? And are you clear that you're not playing big enough in your life? Well, how would you like to instead uncover easy steps to create the business and life of your dreams? To design a step-by-step personalized blueprint so you know exactly what to do next? Explode your profits the easy way. Well, I'm April Truppiano, international expert on leadership, speaker, and author, and I can teach you proven ways to be able to step back from your business and have a life. I can teach you to rediscover your passion for being in business, create a vision that inspires you, develop your personal brand of leadership, and design your legacy, all to have the power and influence that'll change the course of your life. Discover the power of click, that moment when you thrive in your business and love your life. To schedule your complimentary 30-minute strategy session with me today, email me at april@getclicknow.com. That's aprille@getclicknow.com. And when you visit my website at getclicknow.com, you'll get a complimentary e-course I've designed just for you, delivered to your inbox today.
Your leaders and frontline supervisors know how to turn strategy into action, manage change, coach employees, develop successful teams? If not, the Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College can help you develop talent from within and turn your answers to these questions into a yes. As your company grows, having leadership talent at all levels is critical to your success. Our solutions team will help you develop leaders who have the skills to get past the status quo and take your company to the next level. We'll send a team to you for a free, no-obligation consultation. So if you're ready to take the next step to growth and success, call us at 314-539-5309. That's 314-539-5309, or visit our website at www.stlcc.edu, or follow us on Twitter at stlccwcd. This message brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results.
My name is Keith Wheeler, the business CEO, and the show is brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results.
And I'm April Truppiano, your co-host and leadership expert.
She is really. She's a leadership expert. And I'm Dr. Stan Fine, the business doctor. And Keith, I got a question for you. So since we're talking about the world of B2B, how do you know, this is a good one, how do you know if a lead from the internet is good and just outright simply worth it?
Well, there's a number of formulas that you need to be acquainted with and you need to use. And you need to really get close to them and to be able to not be one of those executives, you know, that it's really amazing, isn't it? That half of your marketing and sales and C-level executives are not measuring ROI from the leads that they're receiving from the internet.
Well, I live by it.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, because with the RapidE newsletter and the RapidE CRM, I'm able to measure, because we have click-throughs that the internet can come back and people can say, I have a question, or call me. And we use our software every day.
And it helps us to measure.
And we can also measure the radio show.
Yes, that's
from all
right.
The click-throughs.
Yes, and it's very important to be able to do that.
I think it's critical. It's absolutely critical. And what we were saying right before the break is just, I think that unfortunately it's one of those things that people tend to just, they don't want to look at it. I don't know if they just don't find it interesting enough. Maybe it needs more pictures or something. It's so critical.
Right. Let me give you three indicators of a lead quality, of a sales lead quality from the internet. First, you have to make sure it is targeted. Is it relevant to your business and your product and services?
That's good.
If you're selling flooring, then you're going to be a consumer or orientated. But what if you sell flooring? Like I have a friend, he only goes to commercial buildings, and the Walmarts and the Kohl's, he lays down the flooring and the carpeting for them. That's all he does.
Wow.
And so he has a very targeted list of contacts, of people he uses. He's very focused. And what you want to be is focused. You have to ask yourself, is this list relevant? And so going to InfoUSA or to Dun & Bradstreet may not be the best idea.
Right.
Because they're going to give you a huge, gamungus list. But it's
like, can I hear that word again?
Gamungus.
I'm going to steal that.
I want to buy that word.
But it's not necessarily, they're not targeted enough. They're not focused enough. And you're going to be wasting your time. There's going to be time and effort. and you're not going to actually...
it's just another one of those examples of quantity versus quality.
Quality.
You know, when you get the quantity, I think, again, that people are just hopeful that somebody in there will be the right buyer.
Yes.
You got to really, really target this stuff.
You really
have to spend the time to do the research and make sure.
And that's called lead relevancy.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you have to understand the concept and to put it into action. And then secondly, you have to ask yourself about the cost of the lead per sale. And this is what those statistics that we were looking at really are showing is that half of the C-level executives and the marketing directors and sales managers, they're not even looking at the actual cost per sale.
That's a good point.
And there's a simple formula, and that's called results. Okay, so I'm trying. There's relevancy, and then there's results.
Right.
Okay, you can judge the lead quality by. You can't judge a lead quality by just a few leads from a list.
Right.
You actually have to have at least 50 to 100. Leads to be able to assert, to be able to be certain that this list is good for you or bad.
Right.
And so that's the predicament, because there's a lot of lists out there that are being sold, and they're being sold again and again and again.
Right.
And you might have a 10th generation list that has been, the guy that you're buying from, is promising you such great results. And really, it's not really valid anymore, and it's old and stale. This is what you need to do. You need to take the total cost of leads divided by how many deals are actually closed. So let's say you have you buy 50 leads, and at $100 a piece, and you get 3 deals out of them.
Okay,
how much does that cost?
You don't divide that 3 into the number. I mean,
no, you divide 3 by the 5,000. Okay, that it cost you for those leads.
Oh wow! Okay.
And so how much is that really? It's
1,500.
Yeah, well, it's 1,667 dollars per cost of lead.
I think most business owners would be shocked to know those numbers, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
And then they're sitting there wondering why cash flow isn't working as well as they expected.
and they think, well, I budgeted this amount. Right. It's not just that you budget it, that you make sure that you have a targeted list that's relevant, and then you test and make sure that your cost of the lead is not skyrocketing.
It's got to be a proven ROI.
Well, that's what, and you said a key word there, Keith. You said test.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's something that my business mentors have told me. You have to test, and retest. And, until you get those numbers up to an acceptable level. I mean, unless I'm selling a $30,000 product, $1,670 per lead is a little costly to me.
Oh, it is. And this is happening all the time, April. Sam and I have talked to company owners that have a poor cash flow, and yet they have a great business, they have great customers, and what are they doing wrong? Well, they're spending too much money in getting their marketing going.
Exactly.
And that's not what you want. You don't want quantity, you want quality. And then you want to use that formula. Take the total cost of leads and then divide it by how many deals that are actually closed. Now, the next formula that you need to know is what's the cost per sale.
Okay.
This is
fun stuff for me. Okay. I love looking at these numbers. I love formulas. Right. It makes
Well, I mean, cost per sale is really shocking.
Yes. Well, it's like this. With Rapid Marketing, Stan and April, what we have to do is also add the cost of training into the cost of the sale, because that's all part of it. And we want to keep our customers. We want more customers.
Right.
And one of the things that our customers are always saying about us is that we have great customer service, because it doesn't work, learning a new software program without training.
Right.
Okay. And so you have to provide that training.
Right. Right. Because, again, there you're dealing with, you've got this great software, but you don't have the quality.
Yes.
The people that are using it don't know the capacity of it, and you're not getting everything out of it. So
that's absolutely right. Now, we do have videos and other things that we send our customers and a manual, but that's not, you know, only one third of the of our customers out there really will do that. What they want is the human touch.
Absolutely.
They want to talk to someone. They want to talk it through.
Right. Because they're not sure where to scroll through, right? When you start doing the fast forward on the video, yeah. It's a lot easier to pick up the phone, talk to Chris, and just say, hey, what button do I push?
Oh, you've met Chris.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to her. She's fabulous. Yes, she's fabulous. Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about trends.
So
tell me, I think our audience is hungry for more trends.
Yes. Well, there's also some trends and that... We need to look at. So first off, how do you know a good lead? You look at relevancy. Is it targeted, focus it, and you look at results, and then you look at all the resources that you're throwing after it. But there's also some trends in 2009. Do you know what economists are calling 2010 now, Stan, in April?
No.
Okay, the year of austerity.
Okay.
That's actually what 2010 is going to into the history books as.
Wow.
So what are they calling 2011?
I don't know yet.
They don't decide until next year.
I want the answer now.
Well,
it's the year of almost and maybes.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a good one.
Almost and maybes.
And
the checks in the mail. I heard that one.
The stimulus money that wasn't there.
Hey, yeah. Oh my goodness, don't get me started on that.
Oh my gosh.
What about the Project Ready?
You don't want to talk about TARP. We're going to get sued.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, don't
every president should get a $100,000 bonus just for taking government money. Not that I want to be controversial or anything.
No, not at all.
No, right? No, let's not drag that.
Now we're going to start getting the callers.
Yeah. Okay.
what has happened is in tough economic time, people pull in their you know, pull up their bootstraps and they went austere. They didn't hire people. They didn't expand their clientele and their market share.
And you want to know something? You've talked to billionaires, not millionaires, billionaires. And you can speak to what they said to you who have talked to major corporations. You have some intelligence that people don't have.
And it was really tough times for businesses. And actually, when we go through tough times, that's the time when we need to differentiate ourselves from our competitors.
Absolutely.
And seek more market share and seek to grab those who, you know, existing customers from our competitors.
Oh, I agree.
Away. Absolutely. By price discounts and also by customer service. The way we do it is through customer service, and our price mark is right in the middle, and so we make sure that we're not too high, we're not like the sales force.
You have a price point too. I mean, you have to be sensitive in what you sell, your leadership training.
Absolutely. But you know what? One of the things that I talk about, and it's something that I brought with me today, is that I tell people you've got to. If you give value, price is never an issue. It
really?
Is never, ever, ever about the price. It is always about the value, because if someone thinks it's worth it, they will find the money to hire you or buy your product.
Really?
Yes.
Absolutely. I see it all the time.
Okay. I mean, Dale...
I agree with that. Yeah.
Dale Furtwängler.
Dale Furtwängler. Yes.
Yeah. Pricing for profit. That's
absolutely.
Don't lower your price. Raise your price.
He would be amazed at what happens when you raise your price.
I went over...
People will be clamoring because they're thinking, you know, I have to have that. I have to have that.
Would you spend $150 for a steak?
If I loved steak, yes.
Okay.
But the other thing is this, is
that's
are
a pricey
you getting,
steak.
Are you getting
I
experience?
I wouldn't do it.
If I loved it.
Would you spend $500 for a haircut? That's,
would
that,
I spend, see, now, see,
how about
you want to hear the hesitation in my voice?
Yeah, I'm listening.
It's because a haircut is not my bigger priority, but I love food. I love to eat. So, you know, it's just where your priorities are.
Right.
Here's another trend. Every marketing campaign must deliver proven ROI. And you're finding that this is becoming more and more the accepted way of doing things in marketing and sales. Now, Stan, you can speak on the marketing.
Well, aspect. I mean, yeah. I mean, from
the that's your expertise, here.
Right? I mean, more degrees, I know what to do with. But the marketing.
On marketing.
Well, I got an MBA in marketing.
It's nice wallpaper.
That's wallpaper. It's just like
he does have wallpaper up there on his wall.
I got this whole row of degrees. That and a dollar will get you a cup of coffee. I'll tell you right now. Well, you were going to say something, April. What were you going to say?
No, go ahead. No, I'm interested in what you're
Well, in the marketing ROI, the first thing you do is say, what's my cost for my marketing? What did it cost to get it out there? And then what did I get because of that? Because I have overhead on top of what I did.
Right.
So the marketing ROI is based not just on the campaign, which costs money, but Absolutely. What did the people do to make the campaign work? So it's a twofold ROI.
Yes. Now, here's another trend. Buyers demand streamline relevant way of processing their orders. Okay.
Isn't that
There's
something?
A demand now that your processes, you know, fit in with theirs.
And make, so make it
I
easier.
Think you were reading my mind when I was preparing for today. Did you said you didn't get a copy. I think you were peeking over my shoulder. Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
It makes a lot of sense. If we live in a digital age, you mean you're still going to have 100 clerks pushing paper?
Not even that. They don't want to have to go. They don't want to click through three pages on the internet to buy something.
Right.
Easy click. They want it now.
Businesses should not perform like the federal government.
But when the IRS comes to work, boy, they are very efficient.
Yes, they are.
You know, you get about 10 letters in a row if you don't behave.
And then the fourth trend, and I'll get your reaction from this, you guys, is this: how do your customers buy from you? Knowing how your customers are buying from you. Are they buying from the web? Are they buying face-to-face? Are they buying by postcards? What are they doing? How are they buying from you? Are they calling you up?
Well, I want our co-host perspective. How do people buy from you? Because you teach leadership skills.
Right. Well, most of my stuff comes from either referrals or, believe it or not, the internet.
Really?
It really does. I would never have thought about it. I didn't focus as much on my website or on the internet before. And now I see, because of the fact of exactly what we were talking about earlier when Keith was talking about, that people will go to the internet and Google you before they'll make a decision.
That's right.
And even if they really want to talk to you, if they want to talk to me to hire me, they want to do that over the phone interview.
No, what they want to see is your website first.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's the reason why we put up a watch demo, a video, so that you click the button right on the homepage, and we explain ourselves in 3 minutes.
Exactly.
And that's how perfect. You have to do it. Have you seen our video yet?
I have not yet. I have to.
It does explain everything about us in 3 minutes, and it's very cool. And it really has generated sales.
With a product base, see, because with me, Stan, they're still going to want to talk to me. They're not going to actually hire me until they talk to me.
Well,
the background.
They're hiring
you guys.
Yeah, but now they
with Rapid
It's true with everything.
You know, they want to know what they're getting, and if they like what they've seen in 3 minutes, is that amazing? In 3 minutes, they're going to make a decision to click purchase or not.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's the 333 rule,
from Harvard.
Right?
Yeah, yes. From Harvard. It was a white paper that Harvard did.
Have you heard about this? This is one of Stan's
principles.
Yeah, well,
I mean, Harvard did a research, and they said that when somebody looks at something, if you're walking down an aisle, your mind processes 60,000 transactions a day.
Oh, I believe
In
that.
3 seconds, you will resonate with that product. If you stay with it for 3 seconds, you will give it, think about trade shows, 30 seconds. And if you say after 30 seconds, I think it's worth my time, you will invest 3 solid minutes. The first 3 was, do I want to look at it? The 30 is, I think I'll look at it. And the last one is, I want some information about it.
Right.
This is not enough. I want to talk to somebody.
Right.
And by the way, people get very testy if you take too long to explain.
You were reading my mind.
Really?
I was thinking, but after
the great Karnak is in the room. He's reading the mind. And the answer is 3:30 and 3.
Exactly. No, I was just thinking, though, because you were talking about the video, and even in a phone conversation, people want sound bites. If you go typically over 3 and maybe 3.5 minutes, you've lost them. They're going to click off the page. And if you're on the phone with them, they're going to be doing something else. They're going to be BlackBerrying. They're going to be text messaging. They're going to be thinking about what's next. You've only got 3:30 and 3 makes sense.
It does. And it was proven by Harvard. And I guess They're one of the top guns.
Well, Harvard says it,
Keith,
I guess.
We got about a minute before a commercial. Is there any wrap-up thoughts before we go to break on the trends?
Well, we have to begin our play plan, our sales and marketing plans for the summer, with the idea is that I'm going to understand what the trends are, that and also I'm going to look at my leads to make sure they're the right quality and that I'm actually getting an ROI from them, and that I'm not just paying, you know, through the nose. What is there, and that you know the costs of each sale. That's the key.
I think businesses fail because they don't know the cost of each. I hope you like this week, because this is our Donnybrook Showcase, and we're going to be going to a break in just a moment. And after that break, we're going to come back with April Trupiano, one of our other co-hosts, new co-host, but also she's in the family now.
I still get to say new.
Yeah. Well, you can say new, but you're family. You
became
shiny. Yes, but you're family.
And when April comes back, she is going to got some hot smoking stuff to share with you. And we can't wait. And we're putting her on the spot like big time. And we can't wait to hear what she's got to say. So we now have to go back to the people that pay the bills. So we're going to our sponsors, and we will be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Stan, the Business Doctor, with your Rapid-E Business Tips of the Day. Let's talk about being a good manager. First, before declaring a bad apple, consider if it's just another fruit. Remember that not everyone excels at every job. If you have assigned a person to be responsible in a particular area, and for some reason that person is failing in his work, don't just declare he's not worthy to be in your team. Often a simple reassignment to a different responsibility can change things drastically. Be there in times of need. There will be a time for everyone when they face personal family problems. Those who genuinely help during these times of need are those who form long-lasting friendships. Do as much as possible to help your team get over hard times should they seek your assistance. Remember this: jobs come and go, teams form and break, but friendships last forever. When you genuinely help a person in time of need, this is never forgotten, and this is how loyalty builds. And this is Dr. Stan, the Business Doctor, with your Rapid-E Business Tips of the Day.
Hey, listeners, are you trying to make more sales and reach more customers? With our web-based tool suite, Rapid-E Marketing, you can organize your contact list, mine your prospects, link customers to your products and services, which is a sure formula for creating cash flow. In a results-driven economy, Rapid-E Marketing can prove itself. You'll get tools like Rapid-E Newsletter, Rapid-E Survey, Rapid-E Calendar, and Rapid-E CRM, our most powerful tool to reach your customers. There's much more, so what are you waiting for? Call 877-530-8577. That number again is 877-530-8577. And get started making more sales now.
Hey, listeners, we would like to extend an offer to help you grow your business by being a radio sponsor on the How to Promote Your Business show, which airs live every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. on 1380 AM Sports Radio, with Dr. Stan, the Business Doctor, Keith Wheeler, the Business CEO, and David Weiss, the Resident Legal Guru. 1380 AM Sports Radio is one of the top radio stations in the Missouri and Illinois metro areas. Every week, the radio station reaches over 22,000 plus listeners that make corporate business purchasing decisions and 18,000 plus business executives or top level managers. What better place to be than with the decision makers that can buy your products or services?
Whether your business is very small or very large, size doesn't matter. This radio show can help. The How to Promote Your Business show format is designed to help business owners be more successful. As business experts, Keith, David, and Stan go over sales, marketing tips, legal tips, and e-strategies, along with great guerrilla marketing tactics. In addition, they also bring in experts to interview from different areas of business, like branding, financial, educational, community leaders, and C-level executives from small to very large companies to share their strategies and insights. The How to Promote Your Business show content is not just from textbooks, but from actual live experiences. Information is shared during the hour to help business owners improve their skills and help their business.
Finally, listeners, here are a few good reasons why you should consider radio advertising with the How to Promote Your Business show. First, radio is accessible. Unlike other mediums, you can listen while doing other things. Second, radio creates theater of the mind. Radio stretches the imagination. The listener becomes mentally involved in picturing the benefits of your product. Third, loyalty. People personally choose the radio station that they listen to and therefore tend to be very loyal. Ask anyone what radio station they listen to, and without hesitation, they'll list the one. finally, radio is intimate. The radio show becomes a companion, like an old friend. And because of this, messages come across in a similar way to a word-of-mouth recommendation. We want to invite you to share this exciting opportunity and join the How to Promote Your Business Show family of radio sponsors on Sports Radio 1380. This is a great opportunity to grow your business now. There could not be a better time to get ahead of your competition by making potential customers aware of your company's products. For more details, call us at 314-766-1000. We look forward to talking with you and thank you.
Does your organization do enough to effectively identify and develop future leaders? Most promote individuals to leadership roles with little preparation or training. Companies assume that past success effectively predicts success as a leader, ignoring the fact that the skills necessary in the individual contributor role are often very different from those needed for success as a leader. The Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College works to understand the knowledge, skills, and abilities necessary to help you make the right decision regarding leadership for the right reasons. If you want to make better leadership choices and improve leadership development for your organization, you may be interested in our Leadership Assessment Centers. To learn more, call 314-539-5309. That's 314-539-5309. Visit our website at www.stlcc.edu or follow us on Twitter at stlccwcd. This message brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results.
Back to the show. I'm April Trupiano, your co-host and international expert on leadership, and this show is brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results.
And I am Dr. Stan Fine, the business doctor.
And I am Keith Wheeler, the business CEO. And April, I am an added my welcomes to you as our new co-host.
Thank you so much for
coming up to the mic. And you're a lot of fun.
Thank you.
And this is really a fun hour, isn't it, Sam?
It really is. She really is that extra spark we needed. We were pretty sparkless. No, we weren't.
No,
we were pretty good. But April has that extra. She's getting red and embarrassed.
I am, my gosh.
Don't be embarrassed.
Well, we needed your input. And April, you have a number of specialties, but one of those is teaching tactics to grow your business, especially in tough economic times. That's become a real specialty of yours.
I like that.
And could you give us five tactics for our audience to take with them?
One of the things I want to say is that a lot of times the things that I talk about are the intangibles. You know, there are things that we need to do, like watch our numbers, we need to assess progress, things like that. There are things we need to manage, but
that's objective.
Yes.
Yeah, the objectives are really easy to manage.
Right, right.
I mean, you don't have to be, unless you're really sloppy and you just don't care.
Exactly.
But
There's a whole nother side that we actually have to deal with, and that's the side I do deal with, and that's that. Like I said, it's an intangible side, and it is more the subjective side. I do deal with leadership because what I tell people is, if I can give you all the how-to in the world, but if you don't have the integrity and the constitution as a leader of your business, you're never going to do the doings anyway. You'll never follow through. And if you follow through, it'll be sporadic. So I really work on that side so that people are the kind of person and the kind of leader that will explode the company in a good way. You know?
That's right.
So one of the things that I brought today was...
Growth comes from top down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it comes from inside out. I don't mean to sound hokey, but it really does.
Yes.
You know, again... You can hire someone to run the numbers, but you have to know what to do with those numbers. And you have to be someone willing to do what has to be done with the numbers.
Right. And a business leader has to be, take charge, has to stand out in front, has to train his people, has to give them the expectations, has to be the motivating typhoon, out there pushing everything forward.
I love that word, motivating typhoon. I'm going to steal that too. Ginormous and motivating typhoon. I like those.
Okay.
Well, some of the things that I've been talking about, I just gave this talk actually recently to a local chamber of commerce. And, people are worried, as we've talked about. It's a difficult time. It's a challenging time. But what I tell them is, if you create your own reality, if you reach out and connect with your customers and your clients and communicate more than ever, if you create an incredible unforgettable experience, if you innovate inside of your business, and if you stand out by leading the pack, you will thrive in this economy. It won't matter. The numbers will start to happen. You'll see them. So just to go back a little bit and just tell you what I mean by these things, by creating your own reality, I don't mean to live in la-la land, you know, and we're not tapping okay. our heels
okay.
and
Darn.
Take me home to Kansas. But what I am talking
about... I'll use that one.
Oh, you could have that one. You. Pick your heels, take me home to Kansas. Okay. But there's no place like home. But what I am talking about is play by your own rules. Create something that... And this is where vision comes in. Create something that you're willing to live and die for inside your business, and something that you can enroll other people to believe in, to that it resonates with their values. Create the reality and create outcomes versus just the results. I know the results right. are important, but create the outcomes.
So you're talking about passion?
Passion. I'm talking about the vision and the passion that drives the vision.
Okay.
So again, you know, you got to stop listening to all the negativity. Not that it isn't out there, not that it is, you know, the facts don't speak for themselves, but who needs to talk about that all the time? If we all think about that, we're just going to go into a bomb shelter
kinda
and do
like
nothing.
Kind of like a self-defeating behavior.
Exactly. So yeah. I talked to them about
that.
So
you talked to them about get your passion or create your own reality. I like that, create your own reality.
Create your own reality.
Yeah.
And then make it happen. And then again, what happens is as a leader, you make it so. You find the people that believe in what you believe in, that are willing to come on board with you, and make it so.
Okay.
Don't sit in the what you can't do or what's not possible. The next thing, communicating, you know, with your clients and your customers, you got to reach out more than ever, which is another reason why that software that you guys have, which I'm really excited to learn about. Chris is going to teach me about that, and I am going to incorporate that in my business, because you've got to be talking to them more than ever. You've got to be telling them what's going on. You've got to be telling them why they need you.
That's right. And that's why you send out e-postcards, you send out
absolutely
newsletters, and you don't have to be really wordy. You know,
right.
I mean, anybody can write a paragraph.
Right.
All you need is four paragraphs.
Better.
And then some images. And a video is even better.
Do a video and put it in. Your software does that.
Yeah. Yes. I heard a guy that says he says, whenever I have something to say, I just put it on E for E thing we went to the other day. He said, I just put things on YouTube all the time.
Yes.
I got something to say. I put it on YouTube and I drop it into the network.
Right. Absolutely.
Wow.
And that is even more, personal for people, because they see your face, they see you. It's almost like sitting down with you. Mm-hmm. It's the next best thing. But what I find is that if people aren't focusing on that, they're not reinforcing the relationships. They're focusing all of the details. Let people who like details do that. You, as the business leader, get out there, create those relationships, because at the end of the day, relationships will save your business more than logistics.
Well, let me validate that. Keith and I work with some of the biggest corporations in this town that are hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
And it's relationship based.
Absolutely.
You know, right, Keith?
We just especially in St. Louis.
St. Louis.
all our listeners should know that.
Yeah.
St. Louis.
Well,
is
and when you're talking
based.
That you, when
exactly.
you guys do B2B, when you're talking the new trend that is even greater, B2B is growing. When that business owner is struggling and doesn't know how they're going to make payroll this month, they want to know you're there. They want to know you're there with other solutions. Now, you might not be the payroll person, but you're there with solutions. You're in the trenches with them. You get their problems. You get their struggles. They want to know you're there. So you got to communicate more than ever. The next thing that I tell them is that...
You have to be where they're looking. And you know, on the web and also in the search engines.
Right.
You have
but
to make sure.
But be there even when they're not.
Yes.
Because then when they are looking, they'll find you.
Yeah, yes. Whoever said you can't call somebody when you're not asking for an order.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
The other thing I talk about is creating an unforgettable experience. You know, one of the things, and you touched on this, Keith, because I say money is, I said never, but it's very rarely the issue. The issue is this a priority for me, and is it worth it? Is it of value to me? So what I tell my clients is, you've got to create an experience that people, they can't even imagine not having.
Right.
You know, like there are a lot of coffee shops that have done this same thing. Apple has done this same thing.
Absolutely.
There's things that I still think the PC does better than the Mac, but people love the experience. We were just looking at at the Apple store. What was it? Best Buy was selling computers, almost giving them away. Mm-hmm. And the store was empty right before Thanksgiving, which is prime Christmas shopping time.
At a discounted rate.
At a discount.
Right.
But Apple was jammed with people because they give them an experience that people want to have.
They come in and they have an Apple.
Give them and make it exactly. Well,
I didn't mean it that way. It just seemed natural. Okay.
And make them feel special. Really make them feel special. And it doesn't take much. You know, sometimes what it takes is a handwritten note. Make them feel special after you've done business with them. So
I like that.
Those are some
and say thank you.
And say thank you for
yes,
the business.
Yes, absolutely.
And treat them like VIPs, because right now, as strange as it sounds, when it seems like everybody is not spending, what they are spending on is luxury.
That's right.
They're spending to feel special.
Do you know what we do? And we have a policy, and we break it up between the three of us. David Eusted, Stan, or myself will call a customer and thank them for the business.
Absolutely.
1 week after we start, you know, everything
they
starts.
They really appreciate yeah. that.
Absolutely, they yeah. do.
And I mean, that's just common sense. And it's so rare. Do you know how many times I've received a thank you? Within the past year.
Really, for buying stuff?
Two people.
I believe it.
And
I
bought a whole bunch of stuff.
I believe yeah. it.
But I've only had two thank yous.
People are treating businesses and business owners like commodities.
Absolutely.
Major mistake.
Walmart mentality is what I call it. It's a Walmart mentality. And, you know, we've got to look at how can we treat them like VIPs? Our customers are VIPs. Our employees are VIPs. How many people don't thank their employees?
Oh, that's a
that's
big
your
one.
Biggest sales force right there.
That's it.
And again, when you have a leadership mentality, you get that gratitude, acknowledgement, respect, all of that appreciation. That reinforces the relationship, and it does help your bottom line.
It really does. It's kind of like a appreciation program.
Absolutely.
What we do is on our bulletin board, we put congratulations for the sale, you know, and to the sales team for this or that, you
Very
know,
good.
And then everybody can post their appreciation.
Yes.
Because the entire group of us benefit from salespeople
yes.
making their sales.
Yes.
It's part of the software. It works.
I recently saw, you know, some boards up at a hospital. My cousin just had a baby. And as I was walking out, there was basically an appreciation board for all the staff. And how do you think that increases the quality of care?
I thought buying $20 boxes of candy did it.
No, now you got to buy the $50 box.
It's public recognition.
There it is. Go. Public yes. recognition is even bigger.
Yeah. There you go.
The last two things, guys, the innovation, Keith, again, you talked on it. I'm telling you, you really touched on some of the things I was bringing to the table today, and that is innovate your processes.
Yes.
Innovate the way you think about your business, the way you do your business. Create surprises, things that people don't expect. Give them more first. You know, you can also take your business to a new industry, not necessarily change your product line or your service line. That sometimes can be a big mistake, but what you can do is take it to just a new industry, like Apple we were talking about.
Right.
Apple didn't invent the iPod. They took the Mac and switched the use over to the music industry, made it smaller, made a few changes, and there you go.
Well, now they started out with the iTouch and iPod. And,
right.
You know. Now everybody's following them.
Right.
Everybody's
exactly.
Following.
Exactly.
Yeah. And cheaper, but it's because they're trying to get right. market share.
And then the last thing is stand out by leading the pack. And really, this one, guys, this is something that I spend a lot of time on with my clients, because it's the thing that you have to develop. It takes the most effort internally, and that is your leadership skills. You know, do things that, as Keith said, be the first person. Be the one out there first. Inspire your team. Inspire your clients by being someone worth following, worth watching, worth doing business with. Create a value statement so that your customers, your clients, your employees, everybody knows why you're there, what's important.
Do you know how I think that we do it, and we do it very well, is that we have, when a client calls customer support, they get a real live human being.
Excellent.
And then also our employees know that I have an open door policy, but my customers also know that they can call me at any time.
Excellent.
Or they can call Stan, or they can call David Eusted.
Right.
Or and that has a marvelous effect, because they right. know they're going to get a human. They're not going to be in the system.
Right. Right.
And you know, that human touch
right.
is really important in this day of digital sales.
Right.
And at some point, you got to bring it in.
April, before we hang up the show, you're going to Europe next week? You want to tell people? Weeks,
yeah, I'm so excited. I have been chosen to speak on a Mediterranean cruise. It leaves from Rome, goes through Monte Carlo.
She's going to teach leadership in Italian. And yes. Okay, audience, thank you. That's our show for today, and we hope you enjoyed it. So for myself, Dr. Stan, the business doctor, Keith Wheeler, the business CEO, and April Trupiano, our new addition to the team and our leadership expert, we wish you a great weekend. Now, next week, our guest will be John Baker, the president of the Downtown St. Louis Rotary Club, and his topic will be Why Rotary? And this is a fantastic organization that's working on eradicating polio worldwide and has contributed over $250,000 to the charities in St. Louis. So stay tuned for next week.
Absolutely.